Ghana has about 20,000 refugees in the country. Of that number, about 10,555 are Ivorians and 5,255 Liberians. The Minister for the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, who announced this when he took his turn at the Meet the Press series in Accra, said 907 Ivorians are seeking asylum status in the country. Joyce Jechi reports.
Mr. Kwesi Ahoy outlined the goal and strategic objectives of the ministry, challenges and the way forward. He also gave an overview of the sectors under the ministry, their performance and setbacks. On border security and migration management, Mr. Ahoy said Ghana has about 21,000 refugees in the country, with more than half of the number from Cote d'Ivoire.
If you look at some of the refugees who are in the country at the moment, a total of 20,736 refugees are registered, of which Ivorians make up 10,552, asylum seekers are here and refugees are there. Liberia makes up 5,000, Togo 3,000, Sudan 483, and then Central African Republic 123, and others make up 627.
You also mentioned the number of Ghanaians seeking asylum in Togo, who are mostly from the northern part of the country.
Yeah, the Togolese government reports that over 17,000 Ghanaian asylum seekers are in Togo as a result of intermittent communal conflicts in northern region since 1993.
Mr. Hoy said the Ghana Immigration Service, in collaboration with other security agencies, flushed out foreigners engaging in illegal mining activities, whilst 1,281 were arrested for committing various immigration offences. On the issue of Chinese immigrants flouting the country's immigration laws, the Director of Immigration Service, COP Peter Redu, explained that most Chinese nationals in the country come through Togo. He said Togo has a bilateral agreement with the Chinese government, which allows Chinese nationals into Togo without securing visas and hence sneaking into Ghana through illegal routes.
Joyce Jetcher reporting.
And at the same event, the Minister for the Interior criticized the manner in which the law on commercial operation of motorbikes known as Okada is being enforced. He questioned why such services are allowed in some parts of the country but not allowed in Accra. He also asked whether the law preventing that operates only in Accra. Mr. Ahoy was reacting to a question at the Meet the Press series on whether the police has abandoned the operation it embarked on or have stopped it. Joyce Jechi again reports.
On the question of whether arresting of Okada operators has ceased, a commissioner of police in charge of administration, Mrs. Bio Atinga, said the operation is ongoing. The Minister of Defense, Kwesi Ahoy, has a question about that.
This Okada regulation, is it supposed to operate the whole country or only part of the country? Because when I go to the northern part of this country, starting from Techimai and all, the Okadas are the means of transport and the police are not arresting them. Because if you arrest them, the whole economy will collapse. It is only in Accra, Kumasi, that the Okada arrest seems to be enforced. So the question I'm asking, is it for the whole country or is it for part of the country? We should ask those who pass the law to really come back and redefine this thing clearly for us.